Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
We're back. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. It's 12 after, 800-531-3815, toll-free coast-to-coast. I'm excited about having Gary Zukoff and Linda Francis on the show. Folks, they're the authors of The Mind of the Soul, Responsible Choice. You may have seen Gary's work in The Seed of the Soul, which was an incredible bestseller. And also, Linda Francis is the co-founder of the Seed of the Soul Foundation, along with Gary, and she's co-creator of The Heart of the Soul, which also was a New York Times bestseller. Gary and Linda, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Jim. It's a pleasure to be here.
Thank you, Jim.
It's good to have both of you here. And the topic that you guys have chosen for your book, and I guess actually for your life's work, this issue of making decisions and helping people to learn how to make better decisions is very important to me, and not only in my business and in my life, but in my profession, because as you know, as the small business advocate, one of the things that I do all the time is try to help small business owners make better decisions, and not only in their businesses but in their lives. And you guys talk about that in your book. And by the way, congratulations on your new book, The Mind of the Soul. It's going to be a bestseller, I'm sure.
Thank you, Jim. And it's a pleasure to speak with you in particular, because I like speaking with entrepreneurs, and I feel that the most exciting path in life is to be a spiritual entrepreneur. And that means to apply your creativity and your intelligence and your conscious intention to creating a life in which you gain the maximum. And I'm not talking about gain the maximum in material benefits. I'm talking about gain the maximum in contentment, in fulfillment, in creativity, in vitality, and joy. And a spiritual entrepreneur knows how to do that and is willing to create the discipline necessary, and that is what the mind of the soul, responsible choice, can provide. The tools that are necessary if you want to apply them to become a successful spiritual entrepreneur.
Well, that's exactly what needs to happen to all of us, for all small business owners, Gary and Linda, because as we all know, there is an almost imperceptible line between our professional life as small business owners and our personal lives. I mean, it ebbs and flows right over that line so much, because many times we have family members in the business, or it's hard not to take the business home to us, you know, to the family, but the choices that we make in our lives, in our small businesses, also affect our personal lives. It just happens all the time. And what I want to ask you, though, I want you to help us understand how to make better choices. But one of the things that I think happens in small business owners too much is we anguish over the decisions we make. And I want you to talk to us about how to avoid that.
Well, nothing limits your ability to make choices, Jim, but fear can cause you to make choices that create painful consequences. You make decisions every moment, whether you're in a small business or whether you're simply a family person or a student or whatever you are, and those decisions create experiences for you. However, fear limits your ability to make the best choices. For example, here's something that everyone knows. Your child has done something you didn't want her to do, and you become angry and shout at her. Or perhaps one of the people that you employ, and perhaps that's a person in your family. Now, if you're balanced, you would have been able to explain what you wanted this person to do and why. You may not have recognized it at the time, but even while you are angry, shouting is a choice.
One of the things that Linda Gary said, making choices, and I'm not sure most people think about choices like that. I think we have choices, and we make decisions, but I don't think most people think that we make choices. Can you explain what he means?
Well, the way I see it, Jim, is that everything that happens to me, let's say Let's say I get angry at someone on the freeway. Let's just say that. I have a choice whether I want to shout at that person or continue to fume inside, or if I want to look at that situation in a different way. So, in other words, I always have a choice about the emotions that I'm feeling, whether to act on them or to stop and see how I want, what choice I want to make next.
Mm-hmm.
I always have that. But it takes discipline to do that.
Well,
in other words, Jim, you don't. You had a question about whether people actually make choices or they simply have choices.
Mm-hmm. I think, don't you think a lot of people think that their choices are almost predestined, that you know, what's ever in front of them is the way it's supposed to be, rather than realizing, as you're saying, that you can actually make the choice. You actually have power over these choices.
Absolutely. Jim, I'll give you a very good example from my own life. I had the feeling from early on that I was inferior to people, some people.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll give you an example. When I met Gary, he had written some books that were very important to me, the Dancing Woolly Masters and The Seat of the Soul. And so when I met him, I didn't feel comfortable even talking to him because I felt like I was inferior to him. And I began to realize that I made that choice to feel inferior. And I keep choosing, and I have for many years now, to not make that choice to feel inferior. So in other words, when I have those feelings inside of me,
mm-hmm.
that or thoughts that say, well, you can't talk to this person or do that, I what I call it is challenge those thoughts and the feelings, and I go ahead and do what I need to do. And that's definitely a choice.
Now, and good for you, Linda. One of the things, though, that happens is even some of us who might challenge those thoughts might not know how to successfully challenge those thoughts.
Well, that's exactly why we wrote The Mind of the Soul, so that people could. We have many and the self empowerment journal that goes along with it.
Mm-hmm.
So that we've offered many practices, things that we've used in our life to support people in learning how to do that in a way that they feel comfortable and supported in their own growth.
Right. Linda and Gary, stand by for just a minute. Folks, we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, I'm going to ask Linda and Gary to explain how we can gain strength from some of the difficult choices that you and I have to make every day, some of the difficult decisions that we make, maybe even painful decisions that we have to make. How can we gain strength from them and use this whole process to our advantage? And we're going to do that right after these messages. It's 20 after. Stay with us. We'll be right back with Gary Zukoff and Linda Francis, the author of The Mind of the Soul, Responsible Choice. We're back. It's 23 after. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. I'm glad you're here. Gary Zukoff and Linda Francis, ladies and gentlemen, are our guests. They're our new friends, and hopefully they'll become old friends of ours. We'll certainly invite them back on the show, and hopefully they'll join us again. The Mind of the Soul, Responsible Choice, is a brand-new book. It's just launched this week. It's available wherever books are sold, and I'm sure you can find out more about it from at least one website that I know that they have. Gary and or Linda, would you give us your websites, please?
Thank you, Jim. The website that you can go to is www.zukav.com. That's Z-U-K-A-V.
Okay.
And that will give you links to our nonprofit foundation. That will give you some information about the things that are most important to us in life. That's www.zukav.com.
And our foundation is the Seat of the Soul Foundation.
And, Jim, I feel that the most important point that I'd like to share with our listeners is that you cannot always choose the circumstances that you will encounter, but you can always choose how you will respond to that circumstance. In other words, you really do have an opportunity with each decision to create experiences, to bring a different reality, if you choose, into your experiences.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you asked earlier, can you really gain strength from choices? And yes, you can. You gain strength from choices that stretch you. For
example, even the painful ones?
Yes, especially the painful ones. For example, if you're in a power struggle and you know that you're right, but you stop and listen with respect to what the other person is saying, you grow from that. For example, here's another one. A participant in our last workshop told us that the thing she hated most was being late, and the friend who was taking her to the workshop was late. And instead of fuming, she thought to herself, he's doing the best he can, he'll be here soon. And instead of exploding when he arrived, she discussed her feelings with him. And she was very excited about her accomplishment. Mm-hmm. And she was still excited about it even when she left our workshop.
Right. Well, one of the things that I am excited about what's in your book is this cause and effect, the cause and effect section of your book. Cause and effect is one of the most fascinating phenomena to me in the world. And we can't change history, but we can change the future. And I always feel like cause and effect is this great big wave. It's this wave that's been around, you know, since the Big Bang, and it's going through all of our lives. And when it hits us, we can either perpetuate it and let it go on as it wants to, or we can control it in some way by the choices that we make. I really believe that. I don't think that we're destined to take the world as it's presented to us. I believe that we can make changes by the choices we make.
And we agree with you, Jim, completely. You can change the world by using the dynamic of cause and effect. The science that I studied for a long time in my life had to do with physical causes and physical effects. But now millions of people are beginning to realize that there are non-physical causes that are important too, very important, and those non-physical causes are intentions, what your intention is. If your intention is to exploit, then you create effects that are going to be difficult for you. Mm-hmm. If your intention is to contribute to the world, then you create consequences that are going to be constructive and pleasing to experience. This is true as a small business owner in your orientation toward your marketplace, and it's also true as an individual in your orientation to others. It is your intention that creates consequences, and that is the fundamental choice that everyone makes.
By the way,
each moment.
By the way, folks, they have a. I think Linda mentioned earlier the Self-Empowerment Journal, which is a companion to this book. That's also, is that available somewhere near where the book is?
It'll be available everywhere, the book, yes.
The book, but also the journal, is it going to be handy to the book there in the bookstores?
Absolutely.
Okay.
We'll be with it.
Be sure to check that
out,
folks, too. Be sure to check that out, too. Don't forget to at least look at that when you're there checking out their book. Linda, you said something a minute ago about your own struggle with feeling, you know, worthy, so to speak, of being in certain circumstances. In your book, you guys talk about making a list of how you perceive yourself. Is that kind of what you had to do?
I did have to do that. I needed to really look at myself clearly, all aspects of myself. And when I did that, I found that there were areas that I really had a choice about everything about my life. And I began to make different choices, and it changed everything in my life. I mean, if you had known me even 5 years ago, even last year, I feel that the differences in me because I keep choosing differently. And that's a very exciting and different kind of a life for me.
When you make this list, if you're honest, it'll probably surprise you, won't it?
Absolutely.
When you make this list of how you perceive yourself, what are you? Are you fat, tall, skinny? You know, do you talk a lot? Are you ugly? Are you pretty? Do you have energy? No energy? Whatever. If you're really honest with yourself, it might surprise you.
Especially the inner qualities, Jim. Am I generous? Of course, there are parts of you that are generous, but when you make the list complete, you might find that there are parts of you that are frightened enough to be stingy.
One of the things, Gary, I have to stop you because we're coming up on the end of our visit. But folks, I'd like to encourage you to check this book out and make that list and make sure that you don't just think about the external qualities when you make the list. It's the internal aspects of yourself too. Gary and Linda, thank you very much for being here. The book is called The Mind of the Soul. Will you guys come back and do this another day?
We'd be happy to, Jim. And I just want to let you know too that we're going to have many opportunities for people throughout the country to learn. About
Linda, I'm
what
sorry.
We're talking
We've
about.
Got to take a quick break. I'll tell them about that in a little bit. Quick break, folks. 29.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.